This is the Composer's Datebook for July 20th. I'm John Zeck. In the summer of 1972, five burglars broke into the offices of the Democratic National Committee at the Watergate complex in Washington, D.C. Soon the term Watergate came to signify a political scandal that nearly led to the impeachment of then-President Nixon. But 30 years earlier, if you had said Watergate to somebody in Washington, D.C., probably you were referring to a series of outdoor concerts by the National Symphony Orchestra, whose Watergate concerts were held on the banks of the Potomac near the Lincoln Memorial. These concerts presented a mix of old and new music, classical favorites, and recent works by American composers. For example, on today's date in 1945, the weather was clear and warm when Alexander Smolens conducted an outdoor Watergate concert that included the recently composed suite from Aaron Copland's ballet Rodeo and Newsreel, an orchestral suite by William Schumann. Both suites had in fact been premiered at summertime Pops concerts, Copland's at a 1943 Boston Pops concert conducted by Arthur Fiedler, and Schumann's by the New York Philharmonic at one of their 1942 Lewison Stadium concerts conducted by Smolens. Schumann's suite was inspired by the popular newsreel features shown at movie theaters in those days, a time when radio ruled, and if people wanted to see footage of places and faces in the news, well, they had to turn to the movies, not CNN. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.